This week you could have very possibly
from this
had
year, I learned last week that flunkin roasts are not something that people eat anymore. That was
only this week you have possibly had beef because they have Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you were able to shop.
No, flunkin rolls, yeah.
Because in Kippur stores, they say, have a decent week.
Next
but
week,
before Shoshana, between Shoshana and Kippur, this is only week. Before Shoshana not, and they have now circus, and that's it.
Yeah, but you can check, enough.
It's a pickled corned beef that they have.
The problem is that after you chef and you have only 3 days to soak in salt, do traboring.
And then?
You don't have time. It has to sit in the cooler for 24 hours in order for the fat to get hard. So you can go ahead and start cutting it up. So if I'm shechting one day, it has to sit for 24 hours in the cooler, then it's ready to Yom Kippur. The guys are not working
on it. So last week they didn't have a week to do it?
No. That's between your Shoshana and Kippur, you had time.
But that's it. There's no more time now.
There's no more time anymore.
So
this week is not going to be anything. Before Sukkot, whatever you have now for the head last week, there's not going to be anything fresh in the market now, Erev Yom Tov. Monday, not going to have anything fresh. It's finished. And then over Chalom Moed, when are they shechting?
Tonight.
You can't know they're shechting tonight. When are they shechting? Sunday, the workers don't work. The goyim are going to come into the factories on Sunday. He's a goyim in Texas and then in Nebraska. Whatever they just shechted last week.
The truth is not shechting in Baltimore?
They're shechting, but you don't. There's no point.
No mass production.
No
time. No liver. There's no way.
Well, I don't know. You scared me a few weeks ago. I told my wife.
By now, exactly.
I guess it's supposed to be different. I needed a few things in Gourmet Glass. A few things.
She bought out the Epstein.
Exactly.
$461 later.
Well, you got a hairy problem.
That's what you do.
Epstein.
You got a hairy problem.
I
told her.
I'm not going to get any meat.
Oh, so let me get the meat for a second. Two corned beefs.
Yeah, some things are solid.
Two
one solid.
Ribs,
yeah, some things are solid. But for the most part, it's out. But it's surprising. It's Bordeaux is all Solomon's. I was very surprised. In the restaurant, they're using only Solomon's.
Why?
Because they're a hard distributor to always get consistently certain quality.
Recording in progress.
And for the most part, Ali's has the restaurant business knocked down because they get stuff from Chicago that always produces a very high quality meat.
Who? Bordeaux?
Yeah, Bordeaux is using all Solomons. It's very surprising. Does make a difference. It's not the
okay. Agud Tavach.
Always supply consistent quality meat. If you have a restaurant and everybody's going to come in every single week to eat, I don't know, whatever, flank steak, whatever you're going to eat, right? You have to be able to week in, week out, produce the same thing on the guy's plate. Otherwise, he comes in one week, comes the next week, and it's crap. He tells his friend that to come and have a delicious steak. But it's not about the salesman. It has to do with what's the product on the plate. It has nothing to do with the salesman.
The salesman makes sure that
it's consistent.
No, that's the thing. They're not consistent at all.
They have it. Business like that.
That's the thing. That's I'm very surprised that as a restaurant level, where he wants to be a high-quality restaurant, he's always using salad.
Okay.
I'm very surprised.
So, you can be surprised.
Well, the co-op has pounds and pounds of Uruguayan meat, so that you can get whatever you want.
It doesn't have any Uruguayan meat.
Co-op?
Yeah.
Meat maker.
That's not the co-op.
That's right, in the co-op.
It's not the co-op. Be careful how you say
meat.
No, not the co-op.
That's meat, Uruguay.
That's Weisswandel stuff. It's a whole different story.
That's red food coloring and more.
Might not even be a cow.
You're not kidding me. Serious. I didn't even get into it. It was checked in Uruguay 6 months ago.
So during the 9 days, you don't put that on
the seat. It's all frozen solid. It doesn't have no bones.
Huh?
No bones, all frozen solid.
What does that mean?
Well, in Uruguay, the cows don't grow bones.
You can't. You're not allowed to bring them because of mad cow disease. You can't bring them bones from out of the United States.
Cut the bones out?
They take the bones out. They debone everything before. They traver, soak salt, take the bones out overseas. And then they send you, deep freeze the meat.
Who gets the bones?
So it's in Uruguay, who cares? Dogs in Uruguay eat well, I don't know.
Gourmet Glass has plenty of imported stuff, but the domestic stuff.
That fridge that you bought for Hanny, we could use on Shabbos? I put a piece of tape over the thing?
I taped it.
Over Shabbos it was taped?
No.
Because I opened the fridge on Shabbos, made a noise.
Would you I taped it on Shabbos.
Thank you.
I didn't know you opened a job.
I didn't know you opened a
fridge.
Just for milk. Oh, the fridge in the
a new fridge. You got a new fridge.
Why don't we get what they have by Louis Schiner and M&BMG? Get the milk
dispenser.
The milk dispenser. Just sit so you pour in. Pour in.
We don't have enough. And then we don't order enough milk for delivery.
That's not true.
They get six cases a week.
They get 6 cases a week.
They get a lot.
And the half returns sour in the refrigerators because they don't. Nobody was. When I used to be here, I used to always. No, I used to make sure that the stuff always that they would take cut the way. Yeah,
so
it was rotated properly.
You sell dispensers?
The problem with the dispenser is no one can smell it.
And you can stuck it on the nose.
Everybody's nose has to go.
Yeah, you push it underneath.
Then the sign. Stuck
well, you know what's going to happen? Kids are going to go get on the coat and go like this.
Watch every guy.
Are they special bags or regular bottles for them?
No, special bags.
Private Farm makes bags. Actually, Private Farm does. Golden Flow.
And then for BMG, I think it's
better. Now they get Private Farm. BMG gets Private Farm.
I'm sure there's one.
They always got Private Farm.
There's a minimum.
Where did you see this? Don't shake your nose then.
Turn it around.
The milk is fresh.
It was smelled. Pre-smelled.
It was already smelled.
We got it.
Select it on the nose.
Okay.
To go ahead and sniff the milk.
Today's shiur is L'schus, my friend. Yosef Baruch Ben Sara, who's in Ukraine, stuck there.
He's still stuck?
Yes, my friend Shmuelik, I just took a flight tonight to Uman, is staying there for the whole circus with him. Till he gets out.
Got out
of prison.
No. But he still can't leave because he killed somebody.
There's a flight risk?
They say he killed somebody, they're not sure.
What, they don't know?
They don't know that he killed him.
They don't know
somebody dead? No, they don't know that.
Who? Somebody went over somebody.
Yosef Baruch Jacobowitz.
JD?
He went for Uman, yeah.
He went for Rosh Hashanah and he got stuck there.
But they said he ran over.
His family. Whole family went to Israel. My friend is Shmordechai has 12 kids, a few married. But
he's out of prison, meanwhile.
Yeah, my friend went to stay with him. His wife said he got to go because nobody's there with him. Right. He's in Uman by himself. I mean, Uman has a minion, but like.
But they have tons of stuff going on. Plenty of people
getting
out over there.
Yeah, first of all, not now. It's hard to get in and out. So only real Moshe guys.
They all drive in. No,
I was going through Moldova.
In Moldova, yeah, exactly.
They're all crazy people. Whoever's there now is nuts.
My cousin is always going. He's going regularly.
Not now.
He goes every few months.
Not now. Not now.
Oh, my cousin?
Jacobowitz?
Yeah, he's nuts.
Okay.
JB Jacobowitz went to visit, or
he went to Uman and he got.
Rosh Hashanah and he got stuck.
Isn't he a lawyer or something?
Yeah. Exactly.
Criminal lawyer.
He's a prosecutor.
He's a criminal lawyer.
He's a lawyer now.
Criminal lawyer.
So they need money. That's it.
Very nice. Came out very nice.
He wasn't.
Why is something bigger or smaller, the holes?
So the guy can't get
the holes are all the same size, but
no, you have some
the bamboos.
The bamboos are different sizes.
When it gets taller, it gets skinnier.
Supposed to be 3-inch bamboos. It turns out that some of them are like 3.5, 4-inch, so I had to cut some holes, I had to mess around a lot.
The 4-inch ones look very nice.
Next year I'm gonna, whatever, I have to do something else.
So how long is he already there for already?
Since so you're gonna rent it out?
This?
He drove himself. You don't go with any.
He's you know he's a Jacobowitz. They got it.
They've been going for years.
Years.
And the original, the first original. Original
yeah.
Family to go.
Who's on sixth and between Madison and
Not Uman, but yeah.
Let me call.
Like
he didn't pick up.
Yeah. Who's also?
Okay, let's go. Zuck to Gemara.
He's stuck.
He's stuck there. He's trying to see if he can get out.
They need him in the court system in Lakewood. They need a.
I'm sure they do.
They just need money in Ukraine, no?
You have to pay the right people with it. They're still holding his passport, probably.
They're holding his passport.
Yeah.
He got upset that even on Yom Kippur he could leave. There's a if they let him off on Yom Kippur.
Really?
Right. Yeah.
Because it's a corrupt country.
It's a corrupt country. He was in prison for 2 days. His brother told me, he says, my brother's a strong guy. You know JB, right?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, JB could bike 100 miles without a drink. You know what I mean? The guy could bike. He's an ox. He's an ox. I'm saying he could probably lift 500 pounds. The guy is only muscle. He's made out of different stuff. He said it was an experience he'll never have. Like, he said, first of all, he's in a holding cell. They obviously got a lawyer over there, so he knew that what he's allowed and what he's not allowed, you know, and what he should do and what he shouldn't do. He was told not to leave the holding cell because they'll bring you to a room somewhere and nobody will ever see you again the rest of your life. You know, they'll lock him somewhere and that's it.
So
no phone, no nothing. So he stayed in the holding cell for 2 days.
They told him to leave? But
they tried. They tried telling, you know, come over here, we'll feed you. I'm good. 2 days, he didn't have anything, not a drink of water, nothing. 2 days. He said, that, first of all, the kind of people that are there are, you know, he said, I'm a strong guy. He's strong, but this is not, you know, these are mishigum.
They wouldn't offer him a drink?
They kept on wanting to take him to another room, and he wouldn't refuse to go because they don't know where he's taking him. He doesn't know the system there. It's a third world country. They could put him on the ground bunker somewhere and done. Where is he? We have no idea. He disappeared from here. Must have gone out.
Where did they pick him up from?
They came to his apartment. He called the police. He didn't run. He hit something. He thought he hit a deer. He didn't know what he hit. I don't know the whole story exactly. So he called the police. Police let him off right away. No, it's not. Don't worry about it. This guy must have been dead for a while. Nothing to do with you. Fine. They came back afterwards. They want money. It's a third world country. So they came. They had a fish. They came back. They arrested him.
He was told to go to tell them.
He called them. I guess he told. I don't know.
You know, the American system.
I don't know. I don't know why. I guess you run because you run from the side. Now they dropped the charges about the killing. Now that they dropped. Yeah, that was dropped. Now they're charging him for leaving the scene of accident, which he didn't.
Right,
because he called them
about it.
You gotta go tell them.
A few more dollars.
He's working on it, but meanwhile he's stuck there.
And his wife and kids are.
And at Stroll, he's supposed to meet them at Stroll.
The guy that died 3 months ago. Freezer. They said, oh, we have a body. Oh, we don't know. Yeah,
he hit him. 15 years ago, the guy died. You know what I'm saying? There's plenty of dead people in Ukraine, by the way. You know what's going on with Russia, you know?
Yeah.
People dying there left and right. Like,
yeah,
it's like.
So
they don't want. They don't want. They're trying very hard not to. They're trying very hard not to get America involved. He's a criminal lawyer. Criminal lawyer. If the FBI would know about it, they would have to go fend for him. Because he's a criminal lawyer. Some kind of thing.
State Department has to know about it. Right? It can't be that the State
Department. State Department sure knows about it.
Okay, so then the FBI knows about
no,
it.
No, I don't know if they know about it.
They have to
know about it.
They could get him out, or they can't.
They could. Once it's public, it becomes a big thing.
Public. They don't want, but the State Department has to know about it because once somebody wants it.
I promise you that Vance and Trump could get him out. You know what I'm saying? And Bondi could get him out.
Why don't they?
Because they didn't go that route yet. They're trying to do this without that. That's it.
I spoke to Zelensky. You wouldn't exit the bombs? You gotta get him out.
That's it.
He's
in Umar.
But he's
he has an apartment there.
An apartment there.
They own an apartment there.
He has an apartment there.
The whole family was there, Roshana.
Right.
30 people.
We're not the wives and kids.
No. His two kids were there. And he was supposed to go with them to Etzrol and meet his wife and his mother and his sister and Etzrol. Kids left. Everybody left.
To go for Yomtov.
And now his brother went for his brother left tonight. I don't know. I'm trying to see if he left already. He had a flight tonight to go. Shmordechai, no. No, Tol Blond is a cousin. That's Yossi Yakubovich. That's a cousin. All the blondes are cousins.
Yossi was there?
Yeah, of course Yossi was there. They're all there. They're all there. No, Shmordechai doesn't go. No.
I asked him.
He doesn't hold him.
I said, you guys.
He can't talk against it because he'll never talk against his father. But he doesn't.
He claims he's not a real wrestler. He said, yeah, wrestler.
The kids go. All the kids go. His grandfather went. Okay. You test on the bays. You test on the bays. We're up to. What? Today's Daf Chof. If you didn't learn Daf Yotes, I can't help you. You're in big trouble.
That was Fridays.
Right.
So Friday's
Yotes.
Right.
You didn't do Yotes?
When I'm supposed to do Yotes. You're supposed to do Yotes, you do Matzah Shabbos.
What do you do? Yotes and Chaf and Chaf Alf? What do you do? Five blocks?
What do you do? What do you do every single week?
I do today's Daf, not Friday's Daf. Friday's Yotes.
You're skipping a Daf every week, that's what you're saying? You skip one once a week?
Daf to Yom.
No, because usually...
You did Thursday night with Friday.
Oh, because no, because you Thursday night you only did... Because once the Yom, if you only did Thursday, didn't do it the next days. That's it.
Come on, man.
You have to put up the Sukkah. Look at the Sukkah.
You saw Hell's Sukkah?
So that's what happened.
I didn't see.
Man, that's a baller size, man. 20 by 40.
Yeah, it's big.
It's huge. This is
Plus 20 by 40. Hill will put in the same pergola as I did.
Yeah.
I hooked him up.
But
he goes all the way up. He used the height all the way up.
He used the height all the way up. But he also has in between the brackets, like you see the
pergola.
Yeah. I'm saying he has about this much space in between.
No, not that much. It's only 8 inches.
No, he's got like a 4 and a half.
Really? It shouldn't be that much. Because if you look up there, You'll see, it's not, go outside, you can look up, it's not that much. My schach is beautiful.
The hill did the same thing.
Yeah.
Where do you put a schach?
That's on the reason.
The yeah, look outside, I have a bracket. The guy made brackets that 2x4s go in. I was going to do it.
Yeah, I was going to ask a lot, but where are you?
No, I just put one up to see how it looks. But I use it upstairs, my upstairs pergola. My sleeping sook, I did it. It's gorgeous.
How about the basement sook?
you're gonna have a
I just bought a new bed. I bought a 48-inch folding bed.
Folding bed.
48-inch.
I put in a 48-inch mattress. Back. What do you need a bed?
Mattress. I want a bed. I sleep like a mattress.
You know what mattress is? You know what the
no, no, no.
You,
no.
You don't sleep on a little everything. Mattress.
But a box in prison, mattress. You sleep on the floor.
On a box.
48-inch folding bed.
Yeah.
Yeah, folding bed.
Yeah.
What kind of mattress?
A good. This big, like a good mattress. No, it's very good.
How does it fold?
It folds. It's funny. It folds like it has like a. It's only attached. It's like two mattresses.
Oh, so it's folded. Oh, so it's
like that. Okay. So it's like attached, and then you just open it up that way.
It's like one of those European things with a zipper in the middle.
That's not things you can do. You're not sleeping on a real 48-inch mattress.
It's very comfortable. I'm going tomorrow, but I don't have 48-inch linen because I don't have any 48-inch beds. Who has 48-inch beds anymore?
I do. I got screws.
Only the head.
I don't think I have any.
It's a Jewish number.
It's a Jewish number. I guess I have 60.
When I bought my bed
55.
Years ago, 54.
54. 54. Yeah.
It's false.
I just got new beds 2 years ago, for like 18 years. Oh, 48-inch beds. I have linen. It fits in the spot. Whatever.
I have queen size beds. I'm 60.
That's it. China.
You have any clean linen for me? I'll buy a new set. Bumi has.
In your bedroom, you don't 48-inch?
No, I have 60.
Bumi
has 48, right? Okay, I'll go over there and buy some.
$600. I mean, your pergola was $15,000, and you're gonna spend $50 instead of linen.
$15,000 was the deposit.
You go to Ben Barber to get the real linen.
My pergola was more than $15,000.
Pergola
is one of the best investments I made this year.
Yeah, so the pergola, that you're gonna sleep on $50 linen for.
I think
upstairs is beautiful. I put windows overlooking the farm. Sliders. He made it for me. He made it a track. Plexiglass. Yeah. Open and close. So I have to be able to open the awning. Pergola.
Reach behind.
I got to reach behind. It's a matzav. Yeah.
Until the farm turns into Westgate.
Yeah, but I'll have 101 feet away from my house.
I want to buy the farm.
1 feet.
You want to buy the farm? Hello, you want to buy the farm? I want to become a farmer.
And keep it as a farm.
Yeah, it should be 30,000
You can't build over there, you know?
That's why it should be the same price as an acre of land in Arkansas. No difference. You can't do anything there.
I thought they couldn't build behind.
It's a deep restriction. What was it?
Yeah.
State restricted.
That was under Georgian court.
Watch how fast they can get that lifted. Watch how fast
they
can get
it. They tried a year or two.
Really? Somebody tried to get it lifted?
Grandfather died like 3 years ago.
Right.
2 years ago.
No problem. I saw a
farm. I heard that they tried. They didn't get anywhere.
B&G's going to buy it.
They haven't been farming nearly as much the past 2 years.
They're already here, right?
You want to call David? I'll call you with him. I know. We're fine. He owns it.
Yeah.
I'm giving sure. I'll call you when I finish here.
That's David. That'd be cool. $1,000, right?
This was more.
It's already 10:20. I think we'll start.
Let's go. Okay, so we're starting on Chaf Amar Aleph. Chaf Amar Aleph. Yeah, it's easy.
Matzah Yom
Kippur.
Yeah, you only gave one share.
Which I do. You're supposed to stay extra.
Sounds like a usual night share. I know. Usually night share goes two dots.
Chaf. Chaf Amar Aleph. Today's share starts Ki.
Ki.
Two lines on the top. Ki Asur Avdimi Aram Yechon Boye Ilful. Divir Ayme Ein Lina Me'elz Bekidish Yedayim Raglayim. So basically, let's give you a crash course over here. There's something called a kiyor.
Oh, what?
A kiyor. A kiyor is something that Moses made.
It's disgusting. It's called
kiyor. And it's in the Torah. It's one of the, it's a klisharis. And there was a guy, his name was Ben Cotton. Ben Cotton realized that this idea of a klishar, of a kiyor with two spouts on it is a disaster. You have 10 kahanim coming one shot. Kahanim is Ruzimahim. They're pushing, it's a disaster. So he made, no, it was only two spouts, I think it was only two spouts. So Ben Cotton made 12 spouts. Shnebos spouts. Now, Ben Cotton also made that it should go down in a river. It went down in a mikvah, so it shouldn't be solina. But that's later on. I'm just telling you what happens. Right now, the Gemara is on the standing. We had a machlokes before of Rebbe and Reb Lozer, Reb Shimon. Rebbe holds that every day is a new day. You have to wash your hands. You have to wash your hands.
I figured
you're losing
memory. Started. I figured like you took 18 phone calls, or you can take a phone call too.
Listen, Schwartzbad already came and left.
Yeah, I know. Put him on the way out.
Gosh. Anyway, okay.
Actually, why are you still here?
You just came.
Give it a minute. Anyway, so Rebbe holds that if you wash your hands in the morning, it works for the day. For the next day, it's done. Even if you're doing avodah straight for 28 hours, doesn't matter. Every day is a new day. It is a psul lina on the kishu diamond lamb. Rav Shimon Elazar says no. If you're working for 5 days straight, there's no psul lina. So Mela, he holds you could go from one day to the next. So now the question is, what about the actual kier? Is there psul lina? So Gemara says, very simple. Which means there's no lina, like Shimon Elazar's this halacha. Veraglayim. Make kier ma'ashiv so mi amrina hani l'may l'kiddush yidam reglaim kiddush yidam reglaim gufay lo posel b'hu lina so may this also not I don't want kiv in the kashrut b'klisharis mifsel no ma'ashiv the kiddush klisharis so it's mifsel so the Gemara says ki also Ravin amar Rabbi Yirmiyah amar Rabbi Ami amar Rabbi Yechon hader poshet ilfo k'machoik zuzu k'machoik zuzu so he says. The same achlokas means it. Rebbe holds there's a psulina, so the kier psulina. Rebbe Shimon Elazar holds no psulina. Holds the kier no psulina. So I'm going to find Rebbe Yitzchak bar Bisna.
Is it because he's not considering the kier as a klishara?
No. That's how he holds. Now I'm going to ask on that. I'm going to find Rebbe Yitzchak bar Bisna. Rebbe at the Armikain. Elachi Yom Rebbe Asi Rebbe Yechon Mishpin Deilfa Kier Shloish Shikum Erev. You're understanding such a simple thing that this talking about Machlokes Rebbe Rishon Elazar. Over here we have a brisa and we have no answer. And yours is kilachiyad making a mitlatali. This Machlokes basically what he's saying is you can't do that because maybe this klishar. The klishar is different. So Toshma ben Katan also shnei also dad lekir. He made 12 spouts or 12 spigots. Afu also muchni lekir. He also made a pulley system shloy you mimum nesam b'lina. And so you see clearly that there is psulina. Otherwise, why did he make it? My love, who's going? Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimonhi. And you see that even according to Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Shimon, there's a problem lina loy Rebbe he. V'amadereisha Rebbe Elazar. Rebbe Shimon, safe and honorable is Rebbe Shimon. What's the ratio? Tani ratio, bole it's a pari, is very important. Pari, oim ben ulun's bech, rosh ludar, pun al marv, akon oim mizuk pun al marv, man shamli, the omar ben ulun's bech, tsofen, Rebbe Shimon. The Tanya, 1 second, let's just see the Gemara and then I'll share on the paper. Ezu tsofen, mikir mez bech, tsofen, akoy sol azoro, tsofen, the kanem kos bech, kul tsofen, dir rebbe isabu yudar, Rebbe Shimon, moisif, afin ulun's bech, rebbe moisif, amak mizrag, lakan, amak mizrag, lishol. I'll show you Gary's paper, then I'll show you my model. My model,
other
I have it.
No.
My model's inside.
No, it's good.
Oh, it's
good.
It's good.
That's
the
way I did.
No, because you have it sideways. You can't see.
Okay. This is the Ulam. This is basically Khalifas over here in the walls.
On the outside.
On the inside. Rashi learns on the inside.
No, it's on the outside. No,
Rashi learns not.
You don't go into the Ulam, it's on the outside.
I'm
it's
just telling you, Rashi outside. Learns is over here,
it's
inside.
On the
Rashi learns is in the Kaisel, no, inside.
In the Kaisel, not
on inside,
the,
inside.
Yes, in the Kaisel, it's, on the, it's no. On the outside. You don't reach it from, you don't go inside the
I think you do.
You 100% don't.
The Kaisel me'achrov. Me'achrov.
Exactly.
Me'achrov means from inside.
Outside.
No.
Me'achrov from the outside.
I don't think you're right.
Touch the word me'achrov.
I don't know.
Touch the word me'achrov.
I can't touch. Oh, we lost another member.
I'm working with my Ben Cutler and getting him back in Tishiva. That's why I thought.
To where? To over there?
Sorry, yeah.
They're going to take him back?
I think so. He's going back in a minute. When I start talking, I light up a cigarette and he tells me, I'll call you back.
Okay.
All
right. We're not going to argue about that now. So, the Rabbi Yosef Yehuda holds. Tzofen, this is the Mizbech, from here to here is considered tzafin. You shech the animal right here. The head is facing this way. The coin standing this, king is back towards his back, facing this way. He does a shechita. It's by the door, opposite the door. That's one manamar. Reb Shimon, he adds this section. Rebbe adds this section. So he's two sections, he's three sections. Yeah. What's considered tzav? We allow to shech. If you want to see, if you want to see over here, it's hard to show this, but this is the idea. You see? You got it?
Aggression over there.
Aggressive. Here,
ooh.
Hold it.
You can't hold it. This is too heavy for you.
You have to be able to climb.
Look at him. Whoa, Gary. This is 50 pounds. Okay. Thank you very much, Gary.
It's supposed to clean it. Maybe we'll
you stay there for a little while.
What's that made out
of? It's, this is Ura. Ura gave this out 20 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
For free. It was if you gave $200, you got this.
Really?
And he doesn't have any more. And I borrowed this from my parents' neighbor, Shmuel Lubin, and I kept it. And I told him that I broke it many different places. Every time I carry it, I break something else. And he said, okay, whenever you get a chance, give it back, you know, Shmuel.
I'll never forget.
No, Shmuel will never forget.
Doesn't have any more?
No.
George, come biking over.
Yao says he has one in his office, and he's not giving it to me.
But you
can
print this.
It's a 3D printer.
Pardon?
3D printer?
Oh, sure you could.
Make me one bigger. Make me one bigger.
But you need the CAD file.
Good, you can make this for me?
You need the file for it, though.
Print it out the page.
You can make the file.
You can make so big?
You can make the file, though.
You can make it so big?
To make the file?
That would be most big. Yeah, you can make it. Or you could even do it in two parts.
It would just be very light. It also be very fragile.
Like a Lego. It's not so fragile.
Really?
Okay, anyway.
So they have to get the file, to make that
the
hardest thing.
Most of the time, yeah.
Let's go a little wider.
Honestly, I'm surprised they haven't had it.
To make walls?
To build a sucker.
To make the walls? To make something 4x8? It's all the way bottom. Just buy the panels.
No, yeah, the whole thing. He wants to make it look like a vinyl fencing design on it.
What, he can make such tall thing?
You can make whatever you want.
No, you make it in pieces. The
intellect,
whatever you make, however you design.
They make
right. But those
I honestly am surprised nobody did it until then. I'm sure there's a fire floating around
out
there.
Okay, let's go. We gotta go weiter. Believe it or not, we have a block to do. So the more is like this: Vitizbara, Reb Elazar Reb Shimon, Vilei Rebbe. It has to be Reb Elazar Reb Shimon, because what does it say? It says. What's the lashon over there? Bala yitzel pari yam ben ulum was back. Roisho don pon lamam. I couldn't even mizukam balamarv. So the Gemara says, why do you think it's Reb Elazar Reb Shimon, not Rebbe? Hashter Rebbe either based on Yudah Meisiv, either Reb Elazar Reb Shimon like Meisiv. Rebbe is included. Rebbe's everybody. Rebbe holds all three sections. Rebbe holds this section, but he also holds these two. So why are you saying it's Elazar Reb Shimon? So Gemara says, "Ananach kamirin isach datik Rebbe he like makom disragli kahanim makom disragli shol." Rashi explains that if you're telling me that it's Rebbe and Rebbe sheet is that you could check it over here, it's not covered to bring an animal all the way in. So the further away that you can bring the animal would be more covered based on Mikdash. So then it should be over here. Why does it say that the animal's over here? Better Mizbech, going to Rebbe. So it must be, it's not Rebbe. That's what Gemara is saying. So Gemara says, Elamai, Reb Elazar Reb Shimon. So like Mekir Tzifayni at the Kaitz Al-Azara. Tzifayni. If it's Reb Shimon, then we should say, Reb Shimon Shita, it should be over here. Right? Sorry, over here. Because Reb Elazar Reb Shimon, he holds over here, it's Tzifayni. Elamai, Mar says, what are you going to say? Look, because we have tzvayin on the kodesh alzara. It's funny. Elamai is chamema. Mishum chosh lekan gadol. Because chosh lekan gadol. So hachanam, mishum chosh lekan gadol. The only reason why, maybe it's going on to Rebbe. But even going to Rebbe, we bring it all the way in because of chosh lekan gadol. So merely, you have no raya that's Reb Shimon. Rabbi Lazar Meshumin. And once you don't have riots to Rabbi Lazar Meshumin, then the Rishon Rabbi Lazar Meshumin, then Sefer maybe not also Rabbi Lazar Meshumin. Then we have no riot that according to Rabbi Lazar Meshumin, the Kir is Psolina.
Yeah, it's a Rashi in Yuma, by the way.
That what?
That the basic Lucas was reached from the outside, behind, in the back corner. They used to reach it, around the back.
Here.
No, around
the back. Oh, here.
Over here, and over here. Was
over here.
Basically, it's Rashi in Yuma, and he brings it down over here.
I hear. Okay. Yeah, because the picture, the Masifta, I saw the Masifta picture today, he has it taco over here. His base khalifas is here.
It's on the side
and here. Not over here. But the article has it here.
The article, this picture has it over here, but it's because it's reached from the outside.
Oh, he means just over there, but you reach from the other way. Ah.
You don't go into the ulam to get the knives, because then you have to go into the ulam just to get a knife. It's not covered. You have to get the knife from the outside, from the back. There were holes in the wall that they would stick the knives in.
By the way, this guy... guy who does the arts and crafts for all the camps, I forgot who calls himself, Chase, Avram Chase. He made a model of Beis HaMikdash for Aruch Chaim. He charged him, I think, $20,000. He made it out of wood, but real legit, with all details. It's big. It's as big as this table. Bigger than this table. I really wanted. I wanted to make me one. He says he doesn't have karech to make one. It took him a long time, but he has. He has it. He worked on it. He got all his farm. He really worked on it. He has legit. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kiddush Yodah V'Raglov L'Trumas Hadeshen L'Mocher Ein Tzelach Kaddish K'va Kiddush B'Tchilas Avoda. Now Trumas Hadeshen is when Kol Ari starts davening. It's before the Nates, you know. Trumas Hadeshen is it's a Mashallah when it is, Gadda. Some say it's before Nates, some say it's before Alois. Pashto before Alois. So who's going like? And Rashi explains that by this lina is only the rabbanon from before Alois till Nates. That's only the rabbanon the gedin. Really, that wouldn't be a psulina. Psulina is overnight. Since only the rabbanon, even Rabbi's moided, that's fine. Rabbi Amalaylon, Rabbi Shimon, he. B'tchilas avoida v'lo b'sof avoida. By seif avoida, you can continue. But by tchilas avoida, you have to do it afterwards. Meisvei, that would be fine. Sorry, meisvei. Ro echav akam shiyared v'hein ratzu bo mir v'kitchu dem raglem and akir. They jumped up and then they're taking stuff off the nose back, whatever they were doing. So bishlam on the bai the Michael and Karebi umayi the Rebbe and Christ gave out tzav for the apostolino haman Rebbe el Rebbe the Michael and Karebi lezav b'shemen av the Rebbe and Christ gave out tzav for apostolino hamani I Rebbe apostolino ir lezav b'shemen haman filim kavasa yom. So who's going like? And it's Aruch Kaddish lo ilam Karebi lezav b'shemen v'chamaskina mekahani chadti. We have new kahanim. These are new kahanim. They need a fresh meat, so they need to do a new kiddush. Zog the Gemara weiter.
No,
it's interesting that the Griz, not the one that I'm sure speaks out, the one that I know, he has a Shaila. He says, from this Gemara, you have a Raya.
Huh?
He says, you have a Raya in this Gemara that on Sukkis, the Kahanim come and they stand up the on Sarnas Be'ach, the Arovas, right? Nisach HaMayim. So he says, that's not an Avodah. Do you need Kiddush Diamond Glam to do that? So he says, arrive this Gemara. This Gemara, this is Vehem Ratsu. What are they doing? They're not doing Avodah. They run onto his back. They run onto his back. Look at Rashi. They run onto his back to take off whatever's left over. Rashi says, Lahoitz is Desh Shemak Mamrocho, Lasalka Tapok, Shem Emtam Zbech. Awesome.
What are you reading?
Banam Rashi. Mir Vikichu, Ma'am Ba'afal Gabatifuach. They're not really doing anything. No Avodah. No, Rashi, Banam Rashi. It wasn't avoider. If you look in the Mishnah and Talmud, it's not avoider. This is Rashi. You know Rashi? That's Rashi on the bottom.
Oh, this is a Rashi over here.
Yeah. So anyway, he wants to bring a Raya that you see you don't that you need it. But then they say it's not true because maybe you don't. It goes back and forth. I'm Shon Begriz. Shaloike Loya Griz Sha Yeshiva Sha Yadim. Ibarlu, you'd see a mile should tell Bakish Darmaglaim. Okay. Yitzia Mao Shitoya. What's the question? Yitzia, if you go out of the Beis HaMikdash, does that ruin your Kiddush Diamond Glaim? Enters Lima Lina Le Pasla, Le Parish, because you didn't leave. Avayitzia the Parish, Asukha Mesagdati, he's done, the guy, he's finished. Adilma, Kidin Bil Lachser, Le Masach. No, he wants to come back to avoid it. It's not going to be Sikhtas. Toshma, Kijod Ragav and Itmu, Matbilum and Sel Karish, Yotsu are aiming to Josan. Yotsu Yodov, Le Kambarlon, Kikamar, let's call Gufoy. My. So now the question is, Yotsu call Gufoy, that's where Shiloh is. Toshma, Shlorokh Zidam, Maglai, Mekash. If only his hands goes out, it's not a Shiloh. But if the whole body goes out, that's a question. So Gemara says, "Shlochus Adam Aglaim Mekash Bekli Shards Befnim Kish Bekli Shards Bechutz or Bekli Chol Befnim." I should tell me Marav Avad Avados Psula because that doesn't work. Time Kish Bekli Shards Bechutz. How Kish Befnim? We Yotzav Dosik Shero. That's what you could draw from it. So Gemara says, "No, Dilma Kish Bekli Shards Bechutz." Hey, Kadami, going to Api Yodel Lebar. Basically, I stick my hand outside and guy washes him. Guy does it for him. Does the job for him. Al Yotzav Kol Gufoy Tibaylach. I'm going to Zilur Papa Toshma Yotzav Chutz Bechitz Chaim Zazaro. Im lishos ton tefila. Im levi shal ton kishdav maglaim. So you see clearly you do need. I'm like hachma skin because yotzal hasik raglav. No, he went to go number two. Lahat mayim. Number one. First of all, it's the one that's a lo kol mesik raglav ton tefila kol matam mayim ton kishdav maglaim. Ton evadam farish. That's you're right. It's a normal thing. Tashma because we're not right. Para by a para dumer. Reb chia reb yosi arma mekash bekli shoritz refnim v'yotzer. Reb yechon am afilu bechutz. Afilu bekli chav. Afilu mekidu shacharis. So you see clearly, you don't need it. What do you do? Kiddush Yedayim Raglayim. Ke'en avoyda pnim. You're right. Titaka don't need it. But you want to mimic. You want it to look like an avoyda. You want it to feel like an avoyda. So maybe that's why we do it. Yibaylu. Tuma ma'o shetoyel kiddush Yedayim Raglayim. Means if you... That's the havmin over here.
How are you going to have only mitmu yadav? How do you have only
mitmu yadav? He touches something.
And his whole
gufa
becomes
tamer. No, not a mace. You touch a place that you're not. There are bonds.
So altogether, first of all, there's no shvus in the mikdash.
There's
no darbonos
in the
mikdash. What are you talking
about?
That's Shabbos.
No darbonos in the mikdash.
Of course there is. Of course there is, because the lean is darbonos. What are you talking about? This lean is darbonos. We said Rebbe's mako by lean is darbonos, but there is such a thing.
What? There's no such a thing as only as what? We don't do darbonos in the mikdash.
Of course, it doesn't matter. Still, we have it over here. Only by Shavuos, only by Shabbos. Anyway, so Gemara is like this. Gemara Kol Shah. Ibaylu Tuma Maush Toyel Kish Damaglaim. Intelem Yetsia LePostel the Gav Chazi. Avalacha the Gav LeChazi Asuch Masgadate. Oydilma Kivin the Had Chazi LeMasgadate. He's going to come. He wants to come back to the Avoda. Toshma Kish Yod Ragu Intelem Matvil Main Tzal Kadosh. Nimi Yod Leikim Baylon Kim Baylon Nimi Kol Gufay. Since he do have shemesh, he knows he's out for a full day. So he's not out for a full day; he's only out for a few minutes. Toshma, we don't have a para. Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Yosi, Aimer, Mekash b'kli shoritz, b'fnim v'yaitza. Rabbi Yechonam, afilu b'chutz, afilu b'kli chav, afilu b'kiddush acheres. Afraid to have a para that tmurim at minilei the tana matama yekana service a para. I'll be honest, lahitzim milim shal zedukim because they said shayom move shemesh shayisanasis, and we want to make him a tefillah yom to show that even a tefillah yom is good. Shema amin alei pasul mach shavus. Lay possible tumah. So you see, Klis doesn't pass. Must shiny paro hayl tefu yoyim. Lay possible. They have mail. It's not mail. You don't need it. Yalchi lamali makarish. Same kash we had before. Ke'en avoy them being on your right. And a karam. Itaka don't need it. It's ke'en avoy them. That's why we makarish. We 100% right.
That's the blot.
That is the blot. Thank you.
Hold on. We gotta get benches.